Welcome to Simply Financial with your financial coach, Kevin Ray. In today's investing environment, there's a lot of clutter. If you're tired of the talking heads and financial noise, this is the show for you. Today, we'll help you find simple solutions to financial challenges. We'll show you how to achieve your financial goals and get answers to your toughest questions. Simply Financial with Kevin Ray starts now.
Hey, it's another edition of Simply Financial. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Kevin Ray, your financial coach at Insight Folios, serving you throughout the Tri-City area, based right in Pinconning. And you can find Kevin online at insightfolios.com. More than three decades of financial planning experience that Kevin brings to the table each and every episode. And we've got another great show on the way today. We're going to be telling you all about some interesting scams that are happening across the financial world and how you can recognize them and avoid them. And we'll get some great tips from Kevin on those items. We're also going to talk about putting it off, procrastinating. What are the main reasons people tend to procrastinate their retirement planning, and how can we counteract those natural habits? We're going to dive into all of that and more on today's show. But first, let's welcome the man, the myth, and the legend. Kevin Ray is here, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, sir?
Maybe a myth.
You're back from Tennessee and feeling good about things, I think?
Well, you know, I came home and then we had that snow. I thought I should have stayed two or three more days longer, but, you know, it's gone already. So, yeah, we're good. We're good. Yeah.
It's that time of year where you're still getting snow, but it's not sticking around for very long. So that's good.
Yeah, right. So, you know, that's bearable. You know, I didn't even shovel the driveway because I knew it wasn't going to stick around very long, so, and it melted the next day, so, yep.
That makes living with snow pretty easy when you're not even having to worry about those kinds of concerns. So.
But we still, in April, I can remember several Aprils, we got big ones. I'm hoping it doesn't happen. So.
Might be another one or two still on the way before we officially go springtime. But
you never know, but I see the robins are back, and the robins are picking up their worms for their meal, so the ground is nice. Pretty unthawed, and it has been, actually, but everything's showing spring here. The black wing or the red wing blackbirds are back. I noticed the swans out in front of me, or probably 100 of them, or flew down the other day. Ducks all over. So spring's here.
I went out and took photos recently and got a couple of good shots of some red wing blackbirds. I'll have to send you a few of my captures so you can. Yeah. I know you appreciate them. I love their song and they're cool birds. So.
Well, we have a yellow-headed blackbird that's not supposed to be here.
Okay.
The head up is yellow as a banana. And they make a weird squawking noise, so I haven't heard them yet. But supposedly somebody from the Audubon Society was out in my house wanting to take pictures of them. I said, sure, go out, take all the pictures you want. And she told me the story that they got lost in some storm a long time ago and ended up here because they like, you know, some cattails and whatnot. And then they come back every year. I can hear them when they're here.
I just pulled up a picture of them. Sure enough, they look just like the red-winged blackbirds, except, you know, the yellow heads instead of the red on the shoulders. But the rest of their feathering looks very similar. You're right.
Yeah, so if you go out to Linwood, the end of the Linwood Road, and you look to the north, you'll see them. They're all over out there, yeah.
I'm sure we got some birders listening to today's show that might want to go check that out, so. Very cool. Look at you. We've found new tips that we can give people now. We've done fishing and hunting tips. We've talked about restaurants, places to eat, chicken wing recipes, and now you're getting birding tips here on the show.
There you go.
Little bit of all of it. I love it. Well, let's and that's not a scam, is it, Kevin? You've seen these yellow-headed blackbirds. You're not scamming us and fooling us here, right?
Well, no. The funny story is, we won't talk too long about it, but there's about 10 or 15 people that came down and they were taking pictures and they were doing it at the end of the road. And I said, what are you taking pictures of? And they told me the story. And I had a canoe out in front. I said, grab the canoe, go out there. And they did, you know, you can fit three in the canoe. And they took turns going out there, taking all the pictures they want. They're all over out there. So
cool. That is awesome. Yeah. Well, yes, we know you wouldn't scam us with your advice about birds and fishing and all that good stuff on today's show, Kevin. And unfortunately, as we turn our attention in that direction, though, we have a major problem in this country. Just looking back at the last 12 months or so, the stats are pretty alarming. We're talking $3.1 billion have been lost by Americans during that time frame to various forms of scams and fraud and things like that. And, I mean, that's a big number and very problematic because for some of these people, we're talking about life savings that are getting wiped out.
Well, that's a big issue, right? Because, well, $3.1 billion, you said?
$3.1 billion.
Now you know why they're at it, because it's there's a lot of money out there to be had if they can get through your defenses. But, yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
I don't have the number in front of me, but a big chunk of that $3.1 billion also comes from folks who are 60 or older. So it is really a concern. So what we want to do on today's show is spend a couple of minutes talking about some of the most common scams that you might be exposed to as you get ready for retirement. Or, you know what, if you're younger and you happen to be catching us on today's show, listen to this too, because this might be some great education that you could give parents or grandparents to make sure that they're aware of these things. Because you'll see, especially in one of these, it involves the whole family when we start talking about stolen identities and people kind of taking advantage of family structures and those kinds of things. So I think this will be a really instructive conversation over these next couple of minutes, Kevin, for folks. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about this. Before we dive in, if you've got any questions for Kevin about financial planning, whether it be what we talk about in the next few minutes, which is scams and those kinds of things, or just more general, hey, how do I get ready for retirement kind of questions, you can always reach out at 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-PLAN, or online at insightfolios.com. So I've pulled the five of the most common scams that retirees and pre-retirees are facing right now, Kevin. And the first one we've all been exposed to, but they seem to be getting more sophisticated. The official term for it is phishing, with a P, the P-H, phishing. Those are those emails that are designed to try and steal our personal data. Have you seen clients get exposed to this and maybe even fall victim to it before?
Well, just recently, that you brought this up, was I had a client email me and was asking about changing their beneficiary. I'm like, that doesn't sound like her. So I picked up the phone, gave her a call, and I said, I'm pretty sure this is not you, but I just want to double check. She goes, no, that's not me. So what happened is, we think what happened is somebody, you know, did some sort of phishing and got into her Facebook account and then grabbed contacts. And then they started sending out emails, not only to me, but her other contacts in there too, with the banks and whatnot. And, you know, she stopped it in time and had to clean all that out. But that happens pretty often, right? I mean, you got to be careful what you're clicking on, especially those attachments. So those attachments, sometimes they're loaded with stuff just to steal your information. And then before you know it, you know, you're getting hacked, and you're ransoming your PC, and then they're looking for this dollar amount to unlock it and all these types of things. It's very, very sinister out there when you start to think about it, isn't it?
Well, and it's just scratching the surface. I think that's the scary thing. And I saw my grandparents, and this was even a couple of years ago now, they were getting ready to go to Arizona to stay for a couple of weeks to, you know, where they used to snowbird down there for several months. And they were getting these emails from their landlord, I guess the guy that owns the property, that they've communicated with in the same manner, in the same way, every single year for, you know, 25 years. And they were getting these emails from him that were very, very normal looking, saying, hey, something happened, your check didn't go through. Also, I've moved to a new address. Can you send another check over to this address? And man, if you weren't paying attention, it looked very, very normal. And there were just a few small clues that was like, well, hold on a second. There's something weird about this. And it was just a little bit of the grammar was different than normal. The text style was a little bit different. And then there was just one extra little thing that was odd. I can't remember what it is now, but there was one other little clue. My grandparents were asking me, like, hey, before we send this another check, like, this looks right. Like, this guy does live here. Like, we've sent things to this address before, but now or it was his son's address, or I don't know, something like that. In any event, it was a guy they knew that they were emailing back and forth with, but somebody had been able to spoof his email, I suppose, and make it look like it was coming from him, even though it really wasn't. And boy, it was very concerning. And it ended up being a scam that they almost fell victim to. And it was that easy. And that really is what opened my eyes up to this issue, because back when it was just, hey, the Nigerian prince needs your helps, please send $1 million.
That was pretty obvious, right? Yeah.
In bullion. That was pretty obvious, but they've gotten a lot more sophisticated, which is the concern here.
Well, the thing that just happened to me personally is I got an email from Amazon.
Yeah.
Saying that something's in the warehouse.
Ah.
Well, if you reply, if you hit the reply button, it goes to someplace other than Amazon. So that's how I caught that. You know, it was a different email address. Or sometimes people have told me that when they look at the address, in a normal email, it'd be a capital I, but in this email, it was a small I. Just little nuances like that, they'll get you. So you got to be very careful when you're doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that's it. I get them all the time from FedEx, all sorts of other ones like that too, where, oh, you have this package, but if there's a problem delivering it, click here.
Yeah,
those have gotten very annoying.
That's the gotcha right there when you click there. Yep.
Yeah. So phishing just covers the email part, but there's like vishing and smishing, which describes phone calls and then text messages. So all of the ishings are bad. We don't like any of those. There's a certain kind of phishing you like, Kevin. It's not this kind.
Yeah, that phishing's okay.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to another common scam: government imposters. Imposters. How are people impersonating the government to get money from us?
Well, you'll get a phone call from maybe the IRS or the Social Security or Medicare. Remember, the IRS or Social Security is not going to call you saying something's, you know, out of whack or you need to pay attention to this or that. I hear that more often than not. And somebody will come and call me in the office, you know, or call the office here and we'll talk to them. And they'll say, the IRS just called me. And I'm like, I don't think they called you. You know, what did they want? Well, they needed to, you know, to verify some information. And that's sort of a way to get some information from you. And then maybe in the back end, go into your accounts and, you know, empty your bank accounts or those types of things. So typically when you hear somebody's from the government, they're not from the government. They're just somebody, you know, looking to capture some of your information, maybe, you know, open up another credit card in your account. But the government imposter thing, just on the local news here, there was something going around from the post office. You know, somebody's calling from the post office asking for information. So that was, they're warning people about that too. So there's all sorts of, you know, government imposters that are going out there. And what they're trying to do is just capture your personal information, open up accounts on the side, you know, empty your bank accounts, all those types of things. So you got to be very, very careful.
All right, let's talk about grandparent scams. And oh my, this is maybe the scariest, because this is now where we're getting into that technology and AI entering the equation and making this one a real viable threat.
Well, we have a relative who just got this scam probably 2 years ago. So it's been around a while. Somebody called him, and it was from, I believe it was Mexico. He had his grandson in jail. They needed X amount of dollars. It sounded like his grandson. So I don't know how they took AI, you know, made him sound younger, sort of like his grandson. And he ended up giving him $3,000, and it was gone just like that, because he legitimately thought that his grandson was in jail and they needed to get him out before any further delays came along. And it happened within a matter, if you talk to him, it happened in a matter of 10 minutes. They were so convincing. So I'm like, geez, you know, you would think that on the surface, that sounds like it's impossible to happen to you, but I know this person, they're a relative of mine, and it was so convincing, and this guy's so guarded that it only took 10, 15 minutes to get his bank account, to get the transfer going over from wherever his bank account was to wherever they were going to get his grandson out of jail, and his grandson wasn't even in Mexico. So, yeah. And he didn't know that. So it just those things go on all the time. And it's not unusual, because as you're mentioning these, Walter, I'm betting everybody knows a story or two just like we're coming up with.
Absolutely. Well, the scary thing about that one to me, you know, you used to have to rely on a confused grandparent, you know, maybe somebody that's got a lot of grandchildren. And so you can just, you don't even have to know the name of their grandchildren, right? You could even just call up and be like, hey, it's Bobby. And they might not, you know, like they might think they have a grandkid named Bobby. And, you know, it used to be even easier for them to do that. But at the same time, you know, it would probably not have as high a success rate. Well, now, I mean, Kevin, just you and I doing this radio show and the fact that we post it to the internet, scammers can go now and capture. I mean, we're all on the internet in some way, shape, or form with our voice. You know, if we've ever done anything on social media or been interviewed, anything like that, they can go and capture a few words of our voice, put it into an AI, and they can make us say whatever we want within a pretty decent error of, you know, margin of error. Probably enough to fool somebody over the phone, right, of what maybe our cadence is like and that tonality. And then they would also have the information of our names. And, yeah, they can find out who our grandma is and give her a call. They can make us say, hey, Grandma, it's Walter. I'm in trouble. I need help.
Yeah. And that's all that information is available on the web, and that's what happened to my relative.
How do you combat against that? And so the tip that I've heard that we can share here, Kevin, is it may be worth having this conversation, as dark as it is, with your family members, of saying, hey, if you ever get a call from me and it's sounding fishy, or I'm asking for money or asking you to do something, here's our code phrase, you know, and have a phrase that the grandkids and the adults and everybody knows is the family code phrase, and make sure that that's understood by everybody. So I don't know, that might be a way to help, and that's how you can kind of, you know, test for it. Hey, give me what's the code phrase, and I'll send the money.
Well, yeah, there's one going around right now when you're talking about AI. Peter Lynch, you remember who he was?
Name's familiar, yeah.
He was an investor for Fidelity the 70s and 80s. He was a really good money manager. And if you look real closely, it says, when's the next stock market crash coming? I watched it the other day. Somebody pointed it to me. And you can see his lips moving, but it doesn't quite match, you know. So if you're saying who, you can tell he's not saying who. He's saying something else. But they dubbed over his. They took an actual video footage of him and dubbed over and made it sound like it was him.
So the deep fakes. We hear a lot about that politically, right? Yeah. Like, oh, what if we have the governor of a state or the president saying X, Y, and Z, and it's not true? By the time they can tell you that it's not true, will it have already caused a massive freak out, you know?
Yeah.
And that's concerning from a politics standpoint. But yeah, view it more individually. Or I think I saw what you're talking about, something very similarly. They were using Shaq. I've seen this a lot lately. They're using Shaquille O'Neal, the big spokesperson that he is, and they have him pitching products and things. But it's not Shaquille O'Neal. The ads will get shut down eventually, but in the meantime, they'll make their money and they'll get the exposure and whatnot.
Those are all over the place now. Because of the AI, it's very easy to do so.
Anybody can put together a pretty crude version of something like that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So beware those grandparent scams. They'll tug on your heartstrings and force you into action if you're not ready for it. All right. Last but not least, let's hit one more here, Kevin. Romance scams. What's the romance scam? Is this popping up?
This is popping up with a gentleman who came in probably 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know the end of the story, which has been driving me crazy. But he had an online romance with a gal in the Philippines.
Okay.
So right then my radar is going off, right?
Sure.
The Philippines. So he
we
comes
want to
in
believe in true love and that could work out, but that's a bit concerning. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's sitting across the table, said he's been conversing with her for well over a year. He's in love, and he's going to retire, and he's going to cash out his entire 401k, and he's going to buy a house over there for him to live. They're going to get married. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, you never met this girl. How do you know she's even who you think it is? So I finally convinced him to make a trip, you know, over there and meet her in person and then look at this actual house and all those types of things. But he never got back with me. So I've always been in the back of my mind, did he actually do that? Because I'm hoping he didn't, because I'm assuming it was some sort of scam. Maybe it wasn't. But those things, I know another fellow who had similar relationship with a girl in Japan. And, and he went over there and it wasn't who he thought it was. And it just, those things, again, are geared. Plan your vulnerabilities, right? Because this guy was divorced, he was lonely, and he was looking for companionship. And they met all that criteria until you go over there and then you actually see face-to-face what's going on. And it's just scary what people will do to another innocent human being, and just all to gain a few dollars or a few hundred thousand dollars in this case, and no scruples, right? I don't know how people can do that. I couldn't live with myself if something like that happened.
That catfishing stuff seems like it started with people just doing it for fun and to make fun of people, which is cruel in its own way.
Right.
But then the scammers quickly learned, this works. We can make money off of this. And it goes back to kind of what I teased at the beginning here, Kevin. It all comes back to the fact that this is all targeting retirees and pre-retirees, and it's for a very specific reason, not just because maybe the older population tends to be more vulnerable and more trusting with this kind of stuff, and maybe not as savvy about some of the technological advancements, but there's a reason all these people are a target, and it's because they've spent the whole life working and saving money for retirement, and so that makes the payoff worth it for them to put in the time and the attention to try to get that money away from you if you're of this age. And so that's why we want to bring this up, because you are a target. And I think, as unfortunate as that is, retirees need to have that awareness. We need to realize it when we're a target of something, right? When we are more likely to be a victim of a crime, I don't think we should bury our heads in the sand about it. I think we should say, okay, that's reality. Let's deal with it. Let me be prepared for these kinds of scams. And so work with your children if you're in this retiree space, or if you're a child who has adults in this world and in this age range, have these conversations. Talk to them. Put in some of those safeguards. All of that, I think, is just really good to raise awareness.
And talk to your
about.
Advisor, too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I mean, so tell us about that, Kevin. How do you help people avoid these things when they come in and they become a client and they're working with you over the years? So do you have, is this part of your planning process to put things in place to help them or provide guidance in this arena?
Well, for example, we use Schwab a lot, Charles Schwab. And if something's going on, we'll get an alert. So if something's going on in an account, we'll get an alert. Most of the time it's legitimate because we're initiating it. But once in a while, you'll see an alert come through. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like this person. So we'll give them a call just to verify it. So we know, you know, when you come into my office, we get to know you very well. We get to know you. I visited my oldest client, Walter, the other day. She's 98 years old. So I've known her for 30-some years. And then, you know, we had this conversation. You know, I know you. I trust you. You know, that's why I'm calling you out here to get the questions. But on her, if somebody were to call my office and say, hey, so-and-so, let's give you an example. We'll have I can give you a really good example now I'm thinking about it. I had a client of mine who moved to Florida with her niece. And then her niece started calling up, said, my aunt wants to change her beneficiary. I said, fine, put your aunt on the phone. And I can never get her aunt. Oh, she's outside. She's walking. Never, ever was able to talk to her aunt when she moved down there. So I called her son. I said, this is what's going on. I don't know if it's legitimate or not, but in this case would be his niece. Your niece is calling me and saying, your mom wants to change beneficiaries. That does not sound like your mom. He went down there and she was held, not captive, but she wasn't allowed to use the phone. She wasn't allowed to, her niece went everywhere with her. These things happen every day. So by getting to know your advisor and alerting them, you know, to certain things, we get to know your habits, you know, some red flags will pop up and we can go beyond the normal, you know, all right, I'll send you a beneficiary form, have your aunt sign it, and then we'll put it in place. No, we're gonna verify that. We're going to go in depth. We're going to call, and we're going to do what we can to make sure that is you. So that's why it's very important to, you know, to get to know your advisor, get to have these conversations with your advisor. So if something like that does pop up, your advisor is going to go that extra step just to make sure it's you.
Make sure you don't get scammed. Make sure your advisor's talking to you about these kinds of things. If you're ready to put together a financial and retirement plan that covers all bases, including putting up these safeguards that we've talked about on the show today, don't hesitate to reach out to Kevin Ray and the team at Insight Folios, based right in Pinconning, so you can work with somebody who's local that you can come by, say hello, and meet in person, of course. 888-885-PLAN is your number to call to set up a complimentary review of your financial situation and get a plan in place. 888-885-PLAN. No cost or obligation to come in, have a conversation, meet, and talk about what's going on in your financial life and how to best prepare for retirement. Kevin's the co-author of the book Navigating Through Retirement, and that's exactly what he helps people do each and every day in the office. 888-885-PLAN is your number to call. If you get the voicemail, leave a quick note. Kevin or the sensational Stacy there in the office will return your call and get you all set up for a visit. 888-885-PLAN, 888-885-7526. Hey, still more to come on today's show. We're going to talk about procrastination. We'll try to answer a listener question or two. Still lots of good things to get to on today's show. But boy, in-depth conversation about scams today. Very helpful information, and I hope you enjoyed it. More coming up, so stay tuned. Well, you know, people have many reasons for procrastinating when it comes to putting a retirement plan together. And so on this part of the show here on Simply Financial, we want to explore some of the excuses that pop up as to why people put off making those financial decisions and important choices, and why it's dangerous to procrastinate when it comes to retirement planning. And of course, we're not going to leave you hanging. We're going to talk about some steps you can put in place to overcome these issues as well. Kevin, even separate from the financial world, do you consider yourself a procrastinator, or are you pretty good at staying ahead of your tasks?
I'm pretty good at staying ahead because I've been dealing with procrastinators in my family, so I know.
So you're like, I don't want to be like that.
No. So I'm pretty good when something needs to be done or decision needs to be made. I'm pretty good at it. So,
Oh, that's good and helpful to hear that. Okay, so good. So you and I will balance each other out because I'm definitely a procrastinator. So it'll be good to get our perspectives, I think, on maybe opposite ends of the spectrum as we walk through this. All right, so I've got five of the main reasons or excuses for why people procrastinate when it comes to planning for retirement. Here's number one. Let's see what you think about this one. The excuse might sound something like, you know what, my parents never really did any retirement planning and everything seemed to work out fine for them, so I'm sure things will be fine for me too.
Do you think that, let's take this step back, Walter. Let's assume your parents, you didn't think they'd do any retirement planning, but things worked out for them. Do you really think there was no planning done for them to work out okay?
Maybe like a lot of things when you're a kid, your parents aren't necessarily showing you and they're doing it while you're asleep or away from your eyes because it's an adult topic in conversation. So maybe our perception's not quite accurate here.
Well, that too, but I'll see a lot of times when people come into my office, they're like, I don't want my kids, this is none of their business.
Right. Oh, there's a privacy element.
There's a privacy. They don't want, you know, maybe they're married to somebody they don't like. Maybe they, you know, in some cases, you know, you got 3 or 4 or 5 kids. They don't want all the kids to know what's going on in their life. Trust me, they're doing some planning because they've gotten through life pretty well in most cases. So a lot of that is a privacy issue. They don't want the kids to know what's going on in their own personal background. And for a lack of, I think they're going to lose control once they do that. I think, you know, because I've asked that question before. Why aren't you having these conversations with your kids? Because, you know, you should at some point. But the thing is, well, if they know how much money I have, they're going to ask me for loans. Or, you know, I need to do this much for this grandkid, and I'm doing something for this grandkid. Those types of things come into play. So trust me, when people come into my office, I've been doing this for over 30 years, it doesn't seem like they've been doing much, but on the back end, just like you said, Walter, they're doing it behind the scenes, and they've got a plan. They put it together. They're traveling. They're doing all the things they want. They, you know, the cars, the houses paid off. All that took planning. You don't get down the road without, you don't take a trip from here to California without planning it. And it's the same thing in retirement. You have to sit down. You have to do that planning. So don't think that if your parents didn't involve you much in the planning that, well, heck, you know, they didn't do much, then I should be okay. Don't think that way, because I can promise you somewhere down the road, you're going to regret that decision. So you have to sit down, you have to do that planning, you have to put it in place, you have to monitor it, and you have to adjust it going into retirement. It's not that hard. It's just a simple process. The hardest part, Walter, is what? Overcoming?
Procrastination.
Procrastination, right? That's the hardest part.
Yeah. I thought it was a trick question for a second. I was like, we're talking about procrastination. Nope. I think that's the answer, but let me be sure. it's so true, Kevin. And if you need help getting over procrastination, you know, just like anything else in life, sometimes you just need an outside person to help you along the way when it comes to working out. Sometimes it just takes that trainer or a coach, a fitness coach or something like that, or a nutritionist. Just helps you give that bump, that accountability, that ability to take that first step that makes all the difference. Well, it's the same thing for a lot of people in the financial world. So don't procrastinate. Take opportunities that are there in front of you, maximize them, and get your planning done. And if you need help getting over that starting line or finishing line, depending on where you are in the process, Kevin Ray can certainly help you there. 888-885-PLAN, the number to call if you want to talk about planning and getting away from this habit of procrastination. 888-885-PLAN, or go to insightfolios.com. All right, Kevin, another common excuse when it comes to procrastinating is people just get a little overwhelmed with all the voices out there, and they say, you know, I just don't know who to listen to.
Well, that can be overwhelming, right? If you listen to, you know, whatever social media outlet, whatever news station, it's overcoming. So what happens with me a lot, Walter, is people come in the office and then the first thing I'll say, how'd you hear about me? And then they'll tell me, oh, a friend or a family member. So if you're in that position and you don't know really who to listen to, I would ask your friends and family first and say, who do you go to? Do you trust them? Do you enjoy them? Are you getting aha moments? Are they getting you closer to your goals? Those types of things. So don't sit on your hands, don't procrastinate, and don't start because you don't know who to listen to. You have to listen to somebody. And again, it starts with, you know, if you don't have anybody and you want to call me, you can pick up the phone and we'll go through that process. Ask your friends, ask your neighbors, ask the people that are successful in your life. They'll help you out. Most people are genuine and are going to point you in the right direction. So you just have to do a little research, a little background checks maybe. You know, you can check out financial advisors on FINRA.org. You check out if they've been good or bad. There's several ways to check out advisors. You know, necessarily listening to you know, the social media, I wouldn't go down that road too far, because you can get a million different opinions literally on one topic, you know, because yeah. everybody's got their own opinion. So it has to be
personalized. And you don't know people's motivations and biases and all those kinds of things too.
No, and it has to fit what you're trying to do. Everybody's different. So whatever you're going to do, and you don't know who to listen to, find somebody that you can connect with. Find somebody that will get your goals put in mind, and find somebody to put a plan together to get you to and through retirement. And you have to start it sooner or later. I tell people start it sooner, because if that advisor relationship doesn't work out, you have time to move on.
All good points, Kevin. All right, we're talking about procrastination here, what you can do to try to not procrastinate any further, but by analyzing at least some of the excuses and reasons that go to it on the front end, perhaps it'll help us with the problem solving here. So here's another one, Kevin. People will say, you know what, dealing with financial stuff just stresses me out, and I just don't have any more room in my life for stress right now. And that causes people to procrastinate, just the simple stress of it all.
Why do you think they get stressed, Walter? Let me dig into you for a minute.
Money's one of those tough topics, because people never feel like they have enough of it. We're afraid that it's not going to come in tomorrow. So, I don't know, I'd say fear, lack of planning, the unknown.
Well, exactly. And then the unknown. They don't know what they don't know, right? That's where I was headed.
Yeah, it's a piece of the puzzle for sure.
So if you're in the stock market, if you got a 401k and you got 80% in the stocks and the 20% in bonds, let's say, and then the market tanks and you're all panicked out and you're just, I'm done with this, I can't deal with it anymore, you got to go a little further. When you come into our office, we're all about educating you. So when we put investments together for you, we're going to tell you that when the market goes down, it's going to do X. When the market goes up, it's going to do Z. And we're going to inform you all along that journey that you're about to take. And you're not going to be nearly as stressed as what we found out here. Because when the market goes down, a lot of times people say it's a buying opportunity. Now, markets going down are normal. It's not abnormal. And that's the thing. People think when a market correction comes, it's abnormal. It's not. Look back in history. It happens on average every 5 years. It's normal. How do you take advantage of that when those things happen? So it's what you don't know that scares you. So if you're not being educated on how your investments are producing income in a down market and up market, I can understand why you're stressed out. So you have to understand, how are they going to do these things? How are they going to continue my income without running out of money? How are they going to do on the beneficiary side, what's left out? How can I leave it to my beneficiaries the most tax advantage way? All of those things come with, when you sit down with your advisors, they're not educating you through that process. You need to find somebody, in my opinion, who will educate you through that process. Because when the tough times come, it's going to be a lot less stressful on you, because now you're educated, now you understand, now you're informed, and you're empowered. Once you get all of those things and put in place, you're going to be empowered to go into retirement with all the confidence you're looking for. You're going to be empowered when the market goes down and the market goes up, because you're going to be better educated and you're going to understand it better.
All great points, Kevin. Again, if you've got questions about preparing for retirement and how not to procrastinate, pick up the phone and give Kevin a call at 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-7526. All right, Kevin, next on our list of excuses for procrastination here, we got two more to hit. I'm too busy. Oh, come on. We're all busy, right?
We're all busy. Somebody came in, that was a while ago, and then I said, let me ask you a question. What happened today? Tell me when you woke up, and then, you know, they were in 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So what happened during the day? Well, they stopped at McDonald's. They stopped, got a cup of coffee at noon. They went and got lunch. And when we added it all up, it was probably 2 hours that they'd done, you know, errands and other things. I'm like, there's 2 hours you could have used just to start this process. So you're not too busy. You have to prioritize what's important in your life. So is being ready for retirement, getting into retirement, going through retirement without the stress that we're talking about? Is it building a plan to where your income is going to come no matter if the market's up or down? You're never too busy. You're going to have to start it sooner or later. Stop procrastinating. You know, that's my favorite subject to talk about, because I've seen it for 30 years. And you can go on and on and on. And if you're a true procrastinator, you're not going to take advice from anybody in your life. You have to come to that realization that procrastination is not doing you any good. So if you're listening to me right now, you probably are thinking, you know what? I've never listened to anybody and I procrastinated, and you're right. My results haven't been what I wanted. Stop that. Start the process.
All great points, Kevin. 888-885-PLAN, that number to call and set up that time to meet for a complimentary review, or just ask a simple question over the phone if that's what's on your mind at the moment. 888-885-PLAN. All right, last but not least, I don't know where to start, Kevin. Well, we just solved that one, didn't we? 888-885-PLAN.
885-PLAN, yes.
That's the place to start. So I don't even think we need to dive too deep into that one, do we?
No, but if you're a procrastinator and you're worried, because most procrastinators are worried, there's a couple of things they worry about, Walter. They didn't save enough. They're not going to be on track. And I can tell you 90% of the time when you come in the office, you did save enough and you are on track. And if you're one of those that in that 10% realm, you're not, there's time to make adjustments. There's time to catch up. So don't procrastinate. Like Walter said, you can call the 800 number. You can talk to me personally. You can come into the office personally. And it takes about an hour and 15 minutes, the first appointment, and we put everything in one spot. And I'll let you know within that time frame, are you on track or are you not on track? And if you're not on track, we'll come up with a plan to get you on track. But it starts with you. I can't do it for you. Your parents can't do it for you. Your siblings, your spouse, nobody can do it for you, but only you can do it. So stop procrastinating. Get that process going, because sooner or later, you're going to want a retirement and you're going to want to go into retirement with all the confidence that you can.
Again, the number to call, the place to start for most of you is going to be 888-885-PLAN if you're ready to begin the proper way to plan for retirement. Pick up the phone, give Kevin a call, and go down that path. 888-885-PLAN. Put one foot in front of the other and stop procrastinating today. 888-885-7526. That's 888-885-PLAN. And always online at insightfolios.com. More to come on today's show. You're listening to Simply Financial with Kevin Ray.
It's getting to know you time.
Well, it's time to get to know Kevin Ray a little bit better on today's show. A quick break from all the financial talk. Kevin, my question this week, what can always make you feel better after a bad day?
That's pretty easy, Walter. Either a good song by Bob Seger, one of my favorite artists.
Oh, nice.
You know,
kind of
puts me at ease, or a good comedy. Because if you start laughing, you know, it's hard to stay in that bad mood or whatever.
It's the best medicine, for sure.
Yeah,
do you turn to new comedies, or do you have one that you always kind of, do you have one that you can go to, or a couple that you can go to that always kind of give you that feel-good feeling?
Well, I love a couple of them. I love Northern Exposure. It's a series,
right? Yeah.
I love Boston Legal. I love French Kiss. There's a bunch of them out there that I can watch, yeah.
Nice. It's good to have some staples that you can turn to. For a long time for me, that was The Office. Just, you know, it was like comfort food. You could put The Office on and just have a couple of good chuckles and you're good to go. It doesn't matter what episode it is or if you've watched any of them recently. It just doesn't matter. You put them on, you're going to laugh a little bit. So.
Well, my friend sent me, anybody can do this and it's hilarious. You know how you get the babies laughing? You go on YouTube, baby laughing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then, you know, he clicked the link and sent it to me or whatever he did it. And then, you know, you can't help but smile when that happens. His baby's laughing for no particular reason. It's hysterical.
So. Yep. I could point out a dog here, right? You go up to your, you know, man's best friend if you got a dog, or I guess if you're a cat person, you know, that's all right. You do that with your cat, or so, I don't know, maybe a reptile or something. I don't know, whatever you got.
Who knows?
Pets always have a way of doing that for you, too. I'll say, if you ever have a bad day, go eat some ice cream. That'll turn your day around. That heals all, too. So,
yeah. Or ice cream's for you. I'm not a big ice cream fan, but yeah, I understand.
And
yeah.
I don't mean sit on the couch and eat a pint of ice cream by yourself. I'm talking go out to the ice cream shop and get two scoops.
And mingle, yep.
And sit outside if it's nice weather, it's summertime. And that'll turn your day around. You'll be in pretty good shape after that. If it's winter, okay, that's a little bit, maybe some hot pie or something. But
I was going to say maybe hot caramel on the ice cream.
Ooh, right? Yeah, there you go. Or just warm that ice cream up a little bit.
Yeah.
Good points. All right, good stuff. We could do a whole show about ways to feel better after a bad day, it sounds like.
There you go.
We could get carried away there. All right, still more to get to. We got just a little bit of time to answer a listener question, so we'll do that next here on Simply Financial. Back on Simply Financial, almost done for the week. Ellen is our question asker to end the show this week. And I'm sorry, Ellen, we did not reserve a ton of time to answer this question. We are up against the clock a little bit here, but we will do our best to at least give you some things to think about here. Here's the question, Kevin. My house is already paid off, but I'm about to sell it and downsize to a condo that's about $100,000 cheaper. Should I just put that money I make during this transition in the market?
Ellen,
yes.
Short answer
end of show. Goodbye.
Yeah. Short answer is we don't know, right, until you sit down and you put that plan together. Once you get the plan together, it'll give you direction what to do with that $100,000. So I know we're up against the time here, Walter, but Alan, give me a call. Come in. We'll put that Simplicity Tree plan together for you, and then we'll show that $100,000, and then whatever your goals are, we'll direct that money towards your goals and put it in the right spot for you.
And this just screams to me, Ellen, opportunity, right? 100K. Yeah. What? How can we maximize that for your life or for someone else's life in your sphere, right? I mean, there's so many different ways that we can utilize funds like that when you're in your retirement year. So that's a great position to be in. Let's make sure that we're not leaving something on the table or taking unnecessary risk and all that. So yeah, just get that review done. So that was a pretty short answer because to give you more of an answer without more information would be foolish, I think. So that worked out well. Thanks for the short question there, Ellen. And for you and anybody else that wants to talk to Kevin about your financial plan and retirement, pick up the phone, give him a call. You can get specific, customized guidance and advice for your unique situation. 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-7526. And online at insightfolios.com. Kevin, thank you for all the wonderful help on the show today. Enjoyed our conversation, and we'll chat again next week.
See you next week, Walter.
All right, sounds good. That's Kevin. I'm Walter. We'll see you next time on Simply Financial.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered through Insight Folios, Inc., a registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Insurance products and services are offered through individually licensed and appointed agents in various jurisdictions. Insight Folios, Inc. does not offer legal or tax advice. Kevin Ray is an investment advisor representative of Insight Folios, Inc.